Weiter in Shas. We are in Menachos, the Pei Aleph, picking up on Pei Beis by the bottom of the page. About 10 lines up or so, maybe a little bit more. Last word in line is Simen. Now, we had left off yesterday. We discussed the following case, and that is that if you have a Toda that gets mixed up with its Tamura, we don't know which one is which. Right? Someone designated animals a Toda. And he said about another animal to be a Tamura for it, and then the two animals get mixed up. We learned in the Mishnah that the Tamura of a Toda doesn't have bread. Now, we don't know which one of the two animals needs the bread, so what do? Right? We take 40 loaves and make a tanaya that they should be, whichever one of the two animals was the original Toda. When the animal is shechted, and it's going to be, it will makadish the loaves in the normal manner. And we're talking about a case, so you can't really do that. And that is that if a Toda gets mixed with a Tamura, and then let's say Mesa Achas, man, one of them ends up dying, now we have the Chaverte and Lotakana is Lotakana. Right? Because there's nothing we can do about it. Now the Gemara wants to show, but what do you mean? There is a way of fixing it over here. And it says the Gemara, Simen, Lemudim Midas Allah Shayesh Shekein Didama. Didama Dei Hu. Chalash Moset Mura Bachas Bachutz. Chiskiya Hifresh Chatas Lechar Yoser. Okay, now we're going to bring a whole series of challenges over here that's going to take us through the whole Amud Aleph, Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, about the surviving animals of showing when maybe it can be brought. Amru, Lemaidin Lifnei Rebbe, Lemaidin sent in front of Rebbe. Who's Lemaidin? Rashi brings it's Levi, it's brought in Sanhedrin and Zion. Velaisi Lechem Alehim, let him just bring bread. And say the following tonight. Ihach the kaimet toda hi halachma. If this is actually toda, this is the lechem. Ilo lebegel chulin. If not, let it all go to chulin. Says Gemara, what? Amar lehu v'chim achnis in chulin. Lazara says, Rebbe, you're going to bring chulin into the azara. You're not going to bring chulin into the azara. What are you talking about? Okay, so let's try a second suggestion. Let's bring an animal, another animal in bread and say it like this. If the surviving animal is a tamura, then this new animal is going to be a toda, and this is the bread that's coming along with it. And if the surviving animal is a toda, this will be a shlamim. A shlamim doesn't have any bread, so therefore you're going to bring both and everything's good. Amalei says back, can't do that because now you're reducing the amount of time that's in eating a shlamim, because a shlamim can be eaten for 2 days and a night, right? The night in between, day, night, day. But a toda can be eaten only for 1 day and one night. If you make this on that tonight, now you're gonna have to treat the shlamim like a toda, and you're lessening the time. And that we don't do that. Third suggestion, Amar Levi the Rebbe, Levi tried again. Let him bring an animal and lechem and say the following. If this one left over is a tamura, then ha toda v'alachma. This new one will be the toda and lechem, which comes in with it. And that's just, the tamura and you just come lechem. And if it's really the toda, then ha lachma v'atavi moser the toda. Then this will be the leftover residual of toda over there. Now, moser toda also doesn't bring any bread, so both of them can be brought, and the bread can be whichever one needs. It seems to me like he doesn't have a brain in his head. That's pretty intense. That's what he said. Rebbe's saying about Levi. As we've seen in the past, it's a very intense type of lush, and Rebbe must have held, says the Chuvas Chavas Yair, that Levi's level, he was on such a level, he needed to really get a serious rebuke over there. So if it goes like that. And, we have placed in the Gemara that the way that Rebbe responded, the Talmidim would analyze to figure out why he said exactly he said like that, and there's what to learn even from the way he's saying it. Obviously, this isn't said to everyone, every person. It's done when it's when something which is specific and necessary for the right people at the right time. Beep, turn the page. Pay off and off. V'chim afrishin chila mosos. You think you're allowed to lechat chila make a mosar? Rashi says, mitchila shum karban al menashe mosar zevach. It doesn't make any sense. An animal can become extra only if it was born to a muktash animal or was designated to replace a lost one and it is found. There's no such thing as like lechat chila making a leftover. Okay, you're trying number four. Yosef Rebbe Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Kamid Rav Nachman. He was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. Yosef came and he said the following. Let him bring an animal and say then bread and say. If the first one was a tamura, then ha toda v'alachma. Let this new one bring and be the toda and lachma. Let this one be a tamura because the tamura doesn't have to bring bread. Both of them can be brought, like no problem. Amalei says back, Ani Mari, answer me, Mari, answer me, my master. Arbayin b'kaspe v'kasher. 40 on his shoulders, and that's kasher. That's the right way of behaving, says Rashi. We know that arba'im mikasvi bekasher who chayav lilkos arba'im al shehemir. You're not supposed to do this. You're not supposed to do tamura. You do it again, malchus. Kedatan and tamura and daf base. Shem hemir mummer v'selfik sarabayim. V'at amart yafresh l'chatchila l'shem tamura. Davishu aser u'mischai v'malchus. You want to behave in such a way? Of course you don't do that. So number five. Avir l'chalash of ilah got sick. Allah gabe abayi v'rabanu v'yasef v'kamer. They came and they said to him, if it really is true that what Yochanan says, that when the Todah is outside of the courtyard wall at the time that the carbon is shechted, that it's going to be Kaddosh. Right? We said that earlier in the Ayin Ches, that the bread is going to be Kaddosh by the Shechita of the Todah, as long as in the walls of Beis Pagi, the outermost walls of Yishalayim. Then let the owner of this leftover animal bring the bread and put it outside the wall and say, if this animal is really the Toda, then here's its bread. If it's not the Toda, this is the Tumor, then let the bread be not consecrated. Right? Let it remain chul in the first place, which is, it goes back to the original one that we had brought. So he says, Mishum de'ika arba lahanif. You can't do that because there's four loaves that need to be waved. You need to do tenufa. What's up, tenufa? Right, they set aside for the kohen, the truma loaves. They have to do tenufa. Hechi levit. How are you going to do it? Lifninu lenefinu abrai. If you want to go ahead and you're gonna do it outside of the courtyard, lifnei Hashem. So this is in front of Hashem. Gavai, you want to do it outside? Kama ayel chulin azara. Right, Gavai. I'm sorry, inside. You want to do inside. You're bringing Chulin Nazar. You can't do that. And Chalav said, there's no way of doing it. Number six. Maskeflo Rav Shisha Bered Ravidi. Imisa. Lidechiskiya da'amer kachu arboyim mitoch shmonim. If really, that we saw again, Ayin Chesma Beis. If there is what to Rav Chisla when he says that when someone shechs a todah over 80 loaves and 40 of them are good, then let's go ahead and say, let the owner of this animal go bring the animal, another animal, and bring 80 loaves of bread with it, and say, if this leftover one is really the todah, this lost me todah, now 41 this one, 40 for the other. Yach the kaima tamura he, then ha todah v'ha lachma v'lik teshulu abayim mitach shmonim. Let us be 40 out of 80, be becoming mokdash. He says, no, I can't say that, because mishum tekom emayit v'achila d'arbayim. Now you're being emayit eating of the 40 of them. Right? Like we said, you can eat it for longer days, maybe you can only eat it for shorter days, and we don't like to be emayit d'zmanim. Number seven, Amar le'Rav Ashi le'Rav Kahana, im yisid le'Rav Yochanan da'amar. If it's really, there is weight, that what Yochanan said, the hifrish chatas mi'uberes, v'yoldav ratza ba mischaper, ratza ba vlad mischaper, that if you're mafrish a chatas that is pregnant, and she gave birth, and the dinner, you can choose whichever one you want to go and use it to be mechaper, la'isa mi'uberes, bring a pregnant one. And make it as a todah. Wait till it gives birth. And then when he designated it, he bring 80 loaves with it and say the following. This leftover one is a tmura. Ha uvlada todahi. Then this new one and its vlad will be a todah. This is 84. And this new one is also a todah, but its offspring is not. And these 80 loaves are going to be brought for them. Vahai. Lave most of the Todah. And let this one, the offspring, be the leftover that you don't have to bring bread. Amalei says to Man Limalan, the Amr of Yochan, Imshir Mishir. Who can tell us if Yochan said that if one left the fetus as is, that it's left as is, it's left in a state of non consecration. And that's what he's saying about the pregnant one, right? Assuming that one can leave the baby in not consecrated, in the case of a pregnant Todah, one can consecrate the fetus independently so it'll need bread, or he can say that it's a residual Todah. This allows him to make the Tanai. Dilma im shiri einim shir. Maybe if one left the fetus unconsecrated, it's not left unconsecrated, but it automatically becomes this Kaddosh thing. V'hainu time of Rabbi Yochanan, and this is Rabbi Yochanan, in the case of Tchatas. The Amar Adam Schaper b'shvach hektish. He says, because a person can get kapara with shvach hektish. So even in the case where one's makdish, a non-pregnant female, and then it became pregnant and gave birth, he has the option of offering the young in its place of the mother then becoming the residual. Although the young one represents a shvach hektish, it could still be give kapara. If this is Rav Yochanan's reason, then in the case of a toda that gave birth, one can use the offspring instead of the mother, but then the mother will not need bread. Since the offspring can't be mukdash as an independent karban, it and the mother will never need two sets of bread, so therefore this doesn't work. Number 8, the final try. Ravina ikula lidam horia. He visited dam horia. Amalei rav dimi bered rav huna midam horia laravina v'laisi behema v'lema hare alai. But let the owner of this leftover of this animal bring another animal and say, it's on me, hare alai, to bring a toda. And designate that animal as a toda. V'laisi behema achrisi v'laisi shmona ba'adav alim, and let him bring another animal and bring 80 loaves and say, Iach the kaima tamura, even the first one was a tamura, hani tarti todos v'hashmona d'vaya. These are, 80 and 40 for each. V'iach the kamais toda, the other was a toda hi, v'hada amr, dami alai, nami lavi todi, v'hashmona d'vaya. Then, of the new animals, only the one which I said, alai, will be the toda. He's 80 for 40 for the original one, 40 for this one. The other one is a guarantee for the one that I set aside to do my vow. Since the guarantee doesn't need bread, you can now bring all three todas and 80 breads, and we fixed it. Everything's good. Says, it's better not to make a vow than to vow and not pay up your vow. Now you want to go and make a neder l'chadchila? We don't do such things. We try to stay away from making nedarim. We don't like to mess with that kind of stuff. Okay, so at the end of the day, if a toda gets mixed up with this tamura, one of them dies, and there's no way of fixing it. And that's how they started on Bei Amud Beis. Tani Rebbe Chia toda shenisayah b'tamurasu meisachas me'achaverta ein latakana. There is no katakana, and that's how the Gemara ends. Zok the next Heliga Mishnah. Ha'omer harei alai toda ba 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 ba. If someone says harei alai toda, yavi he. Vilachma min chulin. He should bring this toda and its bread from chulin. He can't use meiser sheni to buy the animal and the breads. We got to use it. We got to come from chulin. We've seen this before. Okay, don't remember where. Beep. Turn the page. Toda alai min chulin vilachma min meiser. Someone says that a toda is a toda alai. Not a reale toda, but toda alai min achulin velachum min a meiser. That's what he says, that the toda is on the chulin, but the lach is a meiser. Yavi hi velachum min achulin. Still, you got to bring it from chulin. Nice try. Right? Because the bread are like secondary to the animals. So once he says, I'm chayev to bring a toda, from chulin, automatically he has to bring the breads also, and he says afterwards, and that the bread should come from Eisa Sheni. We don't really care about that. Shkayach. What if he says though, toda min ha-maiser v'lach min ha-chulin? He says, I'm bringing a toda from maiser and lechem from chulin, then yavi hi v'lach min ha-maiser. Whoa, he brings, like he said, I'm sorry, yavi, comma. He brings exactly like he said, the toda from maiser and lach min ha-chulin. He velachman min ha-maiser. If he goes and says it and it's bread from maiser, then yavi. He goes according to what he said. But lo yavi michite maiser sheni. He can't bring the bread from wheat of maiser sheni. Elamimos maiser sheni. It can only be money from maiser sheni. Yeah, he can't. Not from the wheat itself. The Gemara is going to speak about why that is. Says Gemara, Rav Huna, Homer, Re'alei Lachmi Toda. Someone says, it's on me, Lachmi Toda, maybe Toda V'Lachma. He's got to bring a Toda and his bread. My time, Mede Yada Ha'gavar, the Lechem below Toda, Loikriv. Everyone knows you don't bring Lechem to the Toda. V'Hai Toda V'Lachma Kamar. Therefore, when he says it, he means a Toda Lechem. V'Hai the Kamar, Lachmi Toda. Why do you say that? Sof Milsen Nakat. He just wants to, speak quickly, and he just says the end of the sentence. Tinan. Fact the Gemara, hold on 1 second. We learned in the Mishnah, Toda min ha-maiser v'lachem min ha-chulin. If he says that the Toda from Maiser Sheni and the Lechem from Chulin, Yavi, he brings them, Kamosha Nadar, the way that he actually said it. V'amai, why? Kevin Omer, Lachem min ha-chulin. As soon as he says Lachem from Chulin, Yavi Hiva Lachum in a Chulin, he should be chayav to bring both the toda and the bread from Chulin. Right? Let's understand, like, he's grabbing the Lashon Acharon Tafas, right? He's going according to the end of his words. Right? It's just his name and Nami, Sof Milsa Nakat for Yavi Yakom in a Chulin. He says, you know, Shiny House, that's different. The Kim Adamer told him in a Meiser. He started by saying the words, told him in a Meiser. Nasagomer, Re'alei Lechem, Lifter Todas, Alapol Shalponi. He's treated like one who says, it's upon me to bring bread to satisfy the Toda Achiev of someone else. Let's say if someone takes to bring the bread for his friend's carbon toda, he's chayev to bring only the bread, and his friend can bring it to his carbon. And for the same thing also, one can take bringing chulin bread for his own carbon that comes from Meiser Sheni.
He
can bring chulin for his own carbon that came from Meiser Sheni. He's then chayiv to bring specifically breads of chulin, even though the carbon that come along is from Meiser Sheni. Right? So in our case, we look at the statement, and it's bread from chulin as an addition to the statement, a tota from Meiser Sheni. But it's not modifying and correcting it. That's going to be chayiv to bring even the tota from chulin. Yachi really true, then ratio, the katani, whatever the ratio it says. Tota mina chulin. Someone says the words. It's on me to bring a toda from chulin. V'lachum in a meiser. Yovihi v'lachum in a chulin. He's going to bring both from chulin. Hachanami, what do we see over here? Nashe kolme harbeya like toda liftor lachmo shaploni. Why don't you use the same shtick over there also and let him bring only the toda from chulin, like he said, and that toda min a chulin v'lachum come from meiser. Why? What are you doing? Why does this vow to bring a toda from chulin automatically be mechayven to bring the bread from chulin also? He finished up by saying it's bread from meiser sheni. Let's explain the first part of this vow is neder, meaning that he's chayven a toda without the bread to come along with the bread of meiser sheni that he says in the second part. Now, so how could you compare the two? Bishlam alechem lemifter toda asi. It makes sense that the bread comes to satisfy the toda chiyav. Toda lemifta lechem yasi. Does the toda come to satisfy the bread? Of course not. So you can't. Sorry, it goes according to the first lashon there. Tashima, but we actually knock this off as follows. Toda below lechem, the zevach below nesachem. Somebody says I'm going to bring a toda without bread, or without lechem, or zevach, or carbon without any nesachem with it. Kovro some of you told the lechem of zevach and nesachem. Sorry, we give him the beat down. Give him the beat down and bring the stuff. Or maybe told the vilachma zevach us nesachem. Bring both. Time of damar. The reason he must bring a toda and its bread is because he said a toda. Aval lom or toda lo. If he didn't say a toda, he just said it's on me to bring toda breads. He wouldn't be chayiv. He would not be chayiv to bring a toda and its bread, because a vow to bring bread does not automatically include a toda. A vow lo amar toda lo. Yeah, if you just said toda breads, they're not. Says come on, nice try. Hu adin afagav delo amar toda. Even if he didn't say toda, all he said is toda breads. He still has to go bring a toda and the bread. V'aydi dekabayi lemista zevach below nesachim, delo misni le nesachim below zevach tananami toda. Since the Tana wanted to teach a similar din applies, if someone says a carbon without its nesachim, where he couldn't teach that it applies in the opposite case of nesachim without a carbon. Can't teach that one who makes a neder to bring the sachem without a carbon is forced to bring both the sachem and the carbon, because it's one is actually able to say to bring just the sachem by itself. So Tananami Toda, therefore also brought to said the same with Toda also. Why is the one who makes the neder forced to bring a Toda and its breads, or a carbon and its a sachem? Neder upiskali mohu. This should be a case of a neder that comes along with a Pesach. We know the old neder upesach imo shtickle. We learned this way back in Nedarim. And then we know a Pesach is when someone has the opportunity to get out of a neder. You can go to a chacham and you can rely on this idea to make it null and void. So what we mean over here, we're borrowing it to say that to knock it off in the first place. A person knows that a toda can't be brought without bread. when he's mechayiv himself in a toad that immediately says without bread, so what he did is he's retracting it. It's like saying without bread, it's like saying, I'm not going to make a toda. So when he's mechayiv himself in a carbon and immediately says without a sachim, he's also retracting it. One has the right to retract a vow right away. He did a tok to the dibor. Right? So that's what's going down here. And for the Gemara, Amar Chizkia, Hamani, who's in the Braisa? Beishame, he damar tfos lashon harishon. We take the first lashon. The Tanaim relates in the Mishnah, Nazir, Harini Nazir, Mina Grogos, Mina Devela. Someone says I'm a Nazir for Grogos and Devela, which is weird because it only applies to grapes, not to figs and pressed figs. But Shamar Nazir is a Nazir, but someone ain't a Nazir because he says Tfos Lashon Achron. So that's who they're going, like that's why we say that. You can even say that the Brisa is going to do Rabbi Yisrael. But Omer, we're talking about a case where he says, "Ilu ha'yisi yodea shein nodin kach." Had I known that one can't vow in this way to bring a toda with that bread, I would not have vowed in this way. I would have vowed in that way to bring a toda with bread. Meaning, the Brisa is talking about a case where the person said a toda without bread, and explains that he genuinely thought it's possible to bring a toda without bread. But had he known that this is impossible, he would have said a toda with bread. In this case, the without bread is not retracting it over here. So even Beis Hillel would agree it says it's upon me to bring a toda. He's going to be chayav to bring a toda with bread. My kofin. And if so, what does it mean when it says that we force him to go and keep it? If the person says that he would have made an effort to bring bread, so why does he have to be forced to? To go by Hadabre. Because we're talking about a case where later he wants to back out of it. And after he agrees that at the time of his vow he would have meant it, now he regrets it, but there's no basis for knocking it out. Therefore, we push him, we force him to actually go out and to do it. Toshima, let's bring a raya to Chizkiah. Says vows. Omer harei alai toda below lechem v'zevach below nesachem. Some say they're going to bring a toda without bread or zevach without nesachem. V'armu lo havi toda v'lechem v'zevach nesachem. And they told him bring a toda with his bread or a sacrifice without nesachem. V'armu eli oisi yodaya shekein lo eisi another. I would never made that in the first place. I wouldn't have done it. Kovin osel v'armu lo shemor v'shamata. We force him to fulfill his vow and tell him. The pasuk, safeguard and hearken to all the words that I command you. Wait, the Hilga pasuk found in Divarim. Pasuk says, "Shmor v'shamata is kol advarim ha'ila asher nuchim mitzavecha v'savecha laman yitav l'chol v'anecha l'charecha ad olam ki saseh atov ha'yashar b'nei Hashem in the eyes of Hashem Elokecha." Which will explain what that means. Bishlam l'chizkiah nichalei. Oh, it makes sense. Called l'chizkiah. Yeah, because like the previous Bryce, it goes like Bishamai that we go into Lashon Rishon. El Rabbi Yochanan, Kaska, and Rabbi Yochanan, it's a Kasha, because it can't be explained according to Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, who said, a toda without bread or a carbon without Nesachim is coming along with the Pesach, because the person is really, he didn't want to make this wouldn't be chayv himself such a thing. So the Gemara is, yeah. It's really kashi now. Amar l'cha Rabbi Yochanan, havadeh b'shamahi. Bryce is certainly b'shamahi. The first Bryce, however, can be explained according to Beis Hillel. This is for sure b'shamahi. But the other one can be explained according to Beis Hillel. Ayayayay, my shemor b'shamata. What is this talking about? Safeguard and hearken to these words I'm telling you. Amar abaye, shemor evi toda. It's a safeguard. It's being master of bring the toda that you said that you're going to bring. B'shamata havi lachma. And listen means bring its bread also. And that is... right? Even though the bread chiyav was not part of your vow, it automatically follows it. Rava Amar Shmor Havi Toda Vilachma Veshamata Shote Rogio Lasoskein. Listen means be careful not to get accustomed to doing this, to make a toda without its bread. Don't get yourself into this pickle. Okay, the next part we said in the Mishnah, Hi Vilachma in a Maisa Yavi. If somebody says it's upon me to bring it, meaning a toda, and it's bread for Maisa Sheni, he should do exactly what he said. Yavi should bring, according to what he said, lo sagi de lo maisi. Isn't it enough if he doesn't bring them from Maisa Sheni, but he does it from Kulin? Like, what do you mean he has to bring it from Maisa Sheni? Let him bring it from Kulin. Rav Nachman, Rav Chisa, Ami, Ratza Mevi. What it means is if he wants, he can bring it from Maisa Sheni. Lo ratza le yavi. If he doesn't want it, then he doesn't have to bring it from there. Okay, the Mishnah ended up by saying, "V'lo yavi mechitei ma'aser sheni." One should not bring the bread from wheat of ma'aser sheni. Yelo mimos ma'aser sheni. Bring it from the money of ma'aser sheni. Rav Nachman, Rav Chisda, Amar Tavaya, "V'lo shanu elo mechitei ma'aser sheni." They taught only that one should not bring the toda from wheat of ma'aser sheni, the original ma'aser sheni. Aval mechitei halakuchos mimos ma'aser sheni yavi. But in other words, if he took off Meiser Sheni wheat, that you shouldn't. But let's say you took off and then you were poda onto a coin and you bought new ones from it. You can bring a wheat that was bought with Meiser Sheni money. Yosef of Yirmiya Kamidor of Zeir of Yosef of Kamar, Lo Shano Ele Michite Meiser Sheni. A Michite Elokuchas Mos Meiser Sheni Yavi. Amale, he says to him, Rabbi Ata Omer Kain, Rabbi, you really say that? Ani Omer Afil Michite Elokuchas Mos Meiser Sheni Love, even from that you shouldn't. Vehema Time Didi, Vehema Time Didach. I'm going to explain my reason and yours. Ema Time Didach, first I'll say yours. Toda Mehecha Ka Yolfla. Yolfasla. From where do you derive, where do you learn out that a toda can be bought with Meiser Sheni money? Mishlamim. We learn it out from the law of a shlamim. Beep, turn the page. Pay Beis Amarav. Ushlamim sham shamim Meiser. And shlamim itself is learned out from Gezer Shava from Meiser Sheni. And since the source of the toda is the shlamim, you learn the law of the toda specifically from the shlamim like this. Ma shlamim in gufan meiser, just like shlamim, are not inherently meiser sheni, but they're just bought with meiser sheni money. Av toda nami in gufan meiser. Vahani chite lekuchas amos meiser sheni, nami in gufan meiser. This wheat that was bought with the meiser sheni money also isn't inherently meiser sheni. Therefore, it's fit to be used with the bread of toda. That's what you want to say. And without me, I'll tell you my reason to pass all the wheat as well with my sheni funds. Toda meicha kayolafina la mishlamim. From where do I derive that a toda can be bought with my sheni money? We learn from mishlamim. Ushlamim sham sham mi meiser. Sham sham mi meiser. Ma shlamim ein min meiser. Just like shlamim are not a kind of meiser sheni. As Meiser Sheni is produce and Shlomim is meat, Av Toda Ein Min Meiser, so too a Toda, and including its bread, can't be of Meiser Sheni. Lafuki Chiten Lekuchas Umos Meiser Sheni, excluding this comes to exclude not only the original Meiser Sheni wheat, but even wheat that was bought with Meiser Sheni money, the Min Meiser Ninu, because this wheat is a kind of Meiser Sheni. If one initially bought wheat with Mukdash money, you know, sanctified money for Meiser Sheni, that wheat is of the kind of the original Meiser Sheni, right? It's a Meiser Sheni wheat, just like the original part of the crop. So it can't be designated for Toda bread. What is mutter is only to spend Meiser Sheni funds on wheat for the purpose of Toda breads. In this case, the money is being switched over to Toda carbon, and the money is not the kind of the original Meiser Sheni. Whew! Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.